Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
It was a recollection of Switzerland during the first year of his cure, the very first month. At that time, he had been pretty nearly an idiot still. He could not speak properly and had difficulty in understanding what others spoke to him. He climbed a mountainside one sunny morning and wandered long and aimlessly with a certain thought in his brain, which would not become clear. Above him was a blazing sky, below, the lake. All around was the horizon. He looked out upon this, long and anxiously. Every morning the same magnificent sun. Every morning the same rainbow in a waterfall. Every little fly that buzzed in the sun's rays was a singer in a universal chorus, knew its place, and was happy in it. Every blade of grass grew and was happy. Everything knew its path and loved it, went forth with a song, and returned with a song. Only he knew nothing, understood nothing, neither man nor words, nor any of nature's voices. He was a stranger and an outcast. Around him all was quiet, only the flutter and whisper of the leaves broke the silence, but broke it only to cause it to appear yet more deep and still. He dreamed many dreams as he sat there, and all were full of disquiet, so that he shuddered every moment. At length, a woman seemed to approach him. He knew her. Oh, he knew her only too well. He could always name her and recognize her anywhere, but strange, she seemed to have quite a different face from hers, as he had known it, and he felt a tormenting desire to be able to say she was not the same woman. In the face before him there was such a dreadful remorse and horror that he thought she must be a criminal, that she must have just committed some awful crime. Tears were trembling on her white cheek. She beckoned him, but placed her finger on her lip and thought to warn him that he must follow her very quietly. His heart froze within him. He couldn't confess her to be a criminal. And yet, he felt that something dreadful would happen the next moment. Something which would blast his whole life. She seemed to wish to show him something, not far off. He rose from his seat in order to follow her, when a bright, clear peal of laughter rang out his side. He felt somebody's hand suddenly in his own, seized it, pressed it hard, and awoke.
Это больница, а не в первый год лечения, даже в первые месяцы. Тогда он еще был совсем как идиот, даже говорить не умел хорошо.
It was a recollection of Switzerland during the first year of his cure, the very first month. At that time, he had been pretty nearly an idiot still.
Вінує у Швіці, перволіту нігового здравлення. Так раті бівше по повному, кут ідіот, ніті говорити не знав добре.
То є біло швайцарською, перві години нігого лечення.
Восходит такое же светлое солнце. каждое утро на водопаде радуга. Каждая эта травка растет и счастлива. И у всего свой путь, и все знает свой путь. С песни отходит и с песней приходит. Один он ничего не знает.
Дуба я посмотрел и мучился. Цепился сада, какой тогда вружил руки. У то сяйно, бескрайно плаветнило и плакал.
Every blade of grass grew and was happy. Everything knew its path and loved it. Went forth with a song and returned with a song. Only he knew nothing, understood nothing, neither man nor word, nor any of nature's voices.
Мучило га е то, што е сасим туч свему томе.
Едино ле он ни чесар не ве, ни чесар не разуме, не люди, не гласов. Повсот је тујец и низ опченец. Потем је бил препричан, и на птеј мисли му је, кто ви за кај, мочка је утрипало срце.
Какав је то вечити велики празник, коме нема краја, и коме га нешто привлачи одавно, увек, од самог детинства.
Ничего не понимает, ни людей, ни звуков.
Around him all was quiet.
Ничего не понимает, ни людей, ни звуков.
Only the flutter and whisper of the leaves broke the silence.
Ничего не понимает, ни людей, ни звуков.
But broke it only to cause it to appear. Yet more deep and still. He drowned many dreams as he sat there, and all were full of disquiet, so that he shuddered every moment.
Он был в этом уверен, и его сердце билось почему-то от этой мысли. Вокруг него стояла прекрасная ясная тишина с одним только шелестом листьев.
И коме никако не може да се приключи. Сваког јутра излази овако исто сјајно сунце. Сваког јутра на слапу се одржавају дугине боје. Svake večeri snežna, najviša planina tamo u daljini, na samom vidiku, gori purpurnim plamenom. Svaka mala mušica koja zuje oko njega u toplom sunčevom zraku učestvuje u svem tom horu, zna svoje mesto, voli ga. I srećna je. Svaka biljčica raste i srećna je. I sve ima svoj put. I sve zna svoj put. S pesmom odlazi i s pesmom dolazi. Jedino on ništa ne zna. Ništa ne razume. Ni ljude, ni zvuke. Jedino on ništa ne zna.
Jemu prišnjilas očin mnogo snov.
Ništa ne razume. Ni ljude, ni zvuke. Jedino on ništa ne zna. Ništa ne razume.
I vse trivožnih, od katerih on po minutno vzdravio.
Ni ljude, ni zvuke. ночь.
Наконец пришла к нему женщина.
Отцега отбачен.
Знал до страдания. Он всегда мог назвать ее и указать.
Okrug njega i bila čudovita vedra i hot, a jedino le listje je šelestilo, zaradi čisar ime naše tiše i samotne je okrug čoveka.
He could always name her and recognize Reni, but strange, she seemed to have quite a different face than hers, as he had known it, and he felt a tormenting desire to be able to say she was not the same woman. In the face before him there was such a dreadful remorse and horror that he thought she must be a criminal, that she must have just committed some awful crime. Tears were trembling on her right cheek. She beckoned him, but placed her finger on his right lips and thought the warning. He must follow her on her violence. His heart froze within him. He wouldn't. He couldn't confess her to be a criminal. And yet, he felt that something dreadful would happen the next moment. Something which would last his soul life. She seemed to wish to show him something. Not far off, he rose from his seat in order to follow him. When a bright, clear peal of laughter rang out of his heart, he felt somebody's hand suddenly in his own, seized it, pressed it hard, and awoke.
Nipošto nije hteo priznati da je ona prestupnica, ali je osjećao da će se namah dogoditi nešto strašno za ceo njegov život. Čini se da je htjela da mu nešto pokaže tu, blizu, u parku. Ustao je da pođe za njom, kad se najednom kraj njega začuo nečiji vedar, zvonki smeh. Nečija se ruka našla na jednom u njegovoj ruci. On je uhvatio tu ruku snažno, ju je stegao i probudio se.
He felt somebody's hand suddenly in his own, seized it, pressed it hard, and awoke.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.